Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, the Bible is said, Jesus said, that we all die. Amen. Is it not really a matter how rich you are, how beautiful you're looking, how powerful you are, the day will come. And we'll have to face that. So I want to share with you a couple of verses I'm selecting for you this morning. One is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. This is God speaking. Amen. Speaking to you, speaking to me, speaking to everyone. And God has said to the people, he said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not worried, for I am you, God. I will be helping you in time of your worry. Yes, I will be helping you. I will be up in you and lift her up in my presence with my right hands. Amen. But I wanted to take you to one more verse in Isaiah chapter 60. And we look in verse 20. That's where God is speaking. For the law will be your everlasting light, and the day of your life there should be end. Amen. This is not thy side, this is what God has said. Amen. So you and I, we've got to listen what God has said if we want to have a victory in our life on the future. So I remember to many of you mentioned a long time ago that I will talk to you about what's happening after we die. Amen. Anybody remember that? A long time ago. Because nobody wanted to hear that, because life is so blessed and so good, it's so beautiful. Nobody want to get that far. Amen. And I was really struck with the Holy Spirit, how we are going to bring this message to people to understand it, because there's a lot of confusion in a Christian community today. Amen. So the Bible is said, God is said, don't fear, for I am with you. Amen. So it's clear, don't fear, for I am with you. In Isaiah 60, 20 said, so that the sun and the moon will draw away, for the Lord shall be them everlasting light, and the day of the morning and the night should be end of your life. Amen. So there are really important things that we needed to understand this morning. There is a people with different idea or different belief. They are in the Christian society. Because I face these people all everywhere. Even when I travel, even when I go home with my family, they have this different view of what will happen after we die. But this morning, I will explain to you according to the Holy Spirit instruction, because if you're lucky or not, you offend with me, but I don't offend with you. Amen. Because whatever I believe, you are 100% sure that my day will be ending and go to be with the Lord. So many Christian people in the faith, there's significant amount of confusion regarding what's happening when we die or after we die. Some believe that after die, everything going to sleep and the final judgment will become on the end, heaven and earth. Some believe that the moment they die, the people are instructed to go into judgment and into the eternal destination, the heaven or the hell. Some believe this way. Others claim that the people die, the soul, the spirit, the temporary go to a place where they call it temporary heaven and temporary hell. Other believe they're going to get to purified. They call it the purgatory. So let me tell you my vision of my Bible. Amen. My vision of my Bible. Life is so precious to us. We do not want to die. But what really happening to after we die? What really happened after we die? So what the Bible said happening after we die. I have a good news for you. Amen. If you agree with me, if you not agree, probably it's not a good news. But I have a good news for you. First, the believer in Christ, the believer in Jesus Christ, the Bible telling us that when we die, the believer, our soul, our spirit, taken to the heaven because their sin been forgiven, and by having received Jesus as a salvation, the angel of the living God will come and pick you up and take you to the heavenly place. Amen. If you agree with me, you say amen. If you don't agree, you just don't say nothing. Amen. What's happening at the moment today, you and I, we're going to die. At the moment that we die, the soul, the spirit, they disappear, disappear from your body. Those who believe and place the faith in Jesus by Savior, they give the life to Jesus, should be carried by the angel of the Lord immediately into the hands of the Lord. And what do we call it? The Lord Jesus said, they are absent from the body, but presence with the Lord. Amen. Amen. The presence with the Lord. For a believer, for the believer that die, be away from the body and away from this home, from this place that we have a spirit to live inside their body. They be why and go to be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. The good news is the heaven is our home. Amen. This world is not your home. This world is not my home. It don't really matter what you're doing. It don't really matter how rich you are, how clever you are, how degrees you have, and what position you have. It don't really matter what money you have on a bank, or if you have the whole world, this world is not for you. Amen. Amen. Heaven is your home. Jesus is telling you the story. Amen. Let me tell you, Jesus tell the story in Luke 16:19-31. It's a full story. You should read this story. They tell this story. Jesus tell this story. There was a certainly very, very rich man. They said there was a very, very rich man. On the meantime, he said there was a very, very poor man. Let me talk about the rich man. The rich man was so rich, they have everything they want. They dress with lean clothes. They have a servant, they have money, they have everything they want. They serve him day and night. On the other hand, there was the poor man has nothing at all. He was living on the guides of the city or on the door of this rich man just to feed themselves with a little crumble that fallen down to the ground. The Jesus said that this man was so poor that the scar on his body was a licking by the dog because there was nothing on his body life. The story that Jesus told you is not really a story. It's the sample that happened with the activity that this world fights in tomorrow. So they said there was two this man, one was very rich, another one was very poor, but both of them they die. Amen. So the rich man, he could not buy salvation. Amen. You and I, we cannot buy salvation. The salvation is only come to you by freely in the cross of Jesus Christ. No other way. There is no other name. There is no religion. There is no powerful, no man, and no money. Salvation is only come to Jesus. So the rich man And the Lazarus they give the proper name, immediately after that they died, the Bible telling us, Jesus telling this story, that the rich man was taken into a very disturbing place. And eventually was a really disturbing place. But the poor man was taken into the arm of Abraham. So when the rich man looking from distance and saw this poor man on the hands of Abraham was seated, immediately replied, said, Father Abraham. That's what he said. Read the story. Don't take my story. Read the story. Read the Bible. So he said, Father Abraham, send this man to put a little finger on the water to come to give me a little bit of water on my thing, on my mouth. Abraham looking at him, he said, whoa. Why is it changing the story here? You have everything you want in your life, but this poor man has nothing. Today is in joy on the presence of the Father Abraham. Well, the man did not stop it. They said, Father Abraham, wait a minute. I have a five brother home. I have a five brother home. Please send Lazarus to go to my father because I have another five brothers. And I don't want them to come here where I am. Because I am to disturb and suffer day and night. That's where Jesus' story is. Don't put it on the Facebook. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Father Abraham, send this man. Send this man to my father's house. I have another five brothers. Don't mention the sisters. He mentioned only this brother. Because I don't want them to come here in this place where I am. So Father Abraham said, no, we cannot send him back there because they still did not believe if he got. Father Abraham, send him, they believe if they see the dead come to life. Abraham said, there is the prophet, there is Moses talking to them. If you don't believe on the prophet of Moses, they don't believe in no even if Lazarus got back to life. In fact, Jesus will come back to life. To give you life, to give me life, and still not believe in him. They still want to go to the purgatory, they want to go to temporary place, they want to go there, they want to go there. Let me tell you something. There is a blessed who believe in Jesus. Amen. Blessed who is believing Jesus. Let me continue with my message. Amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people told me last week, Pastor Tony, the message you preached was for me. I said, no, it was not for you. It was for anybody. Amen. It was for the whole church. Amen. Because you needed to listen to the Holy Spirit, not to me. Amen. It's very, very important that you listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit visited us this morning because he wanted to be worshipped. Amen. But the same Spirit, he'll send an angel of the living God to come to pick you up on the moment that your spirit or your soul leave this house. This, the Apostle Paul, they call it the tent of our spirit, the living side. But Abraham said, they have the prophet, they have Moses, they have the word. If you don't believe that, they will never believe in us. That's the prophet Moses representing you today. Amen. You can tell the world. Now, the time will come that you and I, we're left to prepare ourselves for way to go. Amen. The time is now for you to prepare the place where you needed to go before you die. After you die, there is no more hope. Amen. You'll be separating like this rich man and this poor man. So Abraham said to the rich man, he said, between you and I, there is a big wall that you can't come to us and we cannot come to you. Amen. So you can cry how long you want. I cannot help you because you cannot pass over. And that's where it is between the heaven and the hell. There is a big separation. Amen. You could not cross it over. It's impossible. Basically, today you have the opportunity to say to the Lord, I want to be with you when my time is come that I got to leave this house and go to my house forever. Amen. So John, you know, the John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him, they should be not perishing, but have eternal life. God is no liar. He'll tell you the truth. He sent his own son to die for you, to give you the salvation on the heavenly place. Amen. To give you the salvation on the heavenly place. There is no other way in this heaven. Amen. There is no other way to the heaven. Only through Jesus, no other way. Let me give you one more verse in John 18:36. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but because he has not been denied my son, by receiving my son, and he has eternal life. This is the only way, and the only one can forgive your sin. There is no other way. But need to tell you something, and I want you to listen very, very careful. There is one sin that cannot be forgiven. Oh, Pastor Tony, every sin can be forgiven. Let me tell you something. There is one sin cannot be forgiven. The sin that you commit into your life, that you rejecting Jesus. They said that this sin, they rejected the Holy Spirit, because when you rejected Jesus, you rejected the Holy Spirit, you rejected the creation, you think that God is not existing. For that person, it would be better for him or for her never to be born. It will be better for him or for her never to be born. So if you reject the Holy Spirit, if you don't believe, if you say that God is not existing, it will be better for you never to be born. Because there is no hope for you. You will go straight into the hell. They separated you for the eternity. Don't forget tonight. Tonight I have a beautiful message for you. You know what's happening after we die this morning, tonight, the life of the never end. Amen. So it's just a nice luck this morning. Amen. So they will be better for this person who rejected the Holy Spirit never to be born. That sin cannot be forgiven. That sin cannot be forgiven. Every other sin, you can be forgiven. Not really matter what you've done. Until you leave. Amen. This story, the rich man, the poor man, you know, they intervene in this place. Please have mercy on me, Father Abraham. Have mercy on me. Help me. If you can't help me, help my brother. Help my father. Help my family. There was no intercession. Abraham was speaking very clear. There's a wall between you and I. We could not mix it. You cannot come this side and we cannot go to the other side. This is the illustration that Jesus giving to the people who do not believe. The 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 6 and 8, you can read it in your own way. Therefore, we are always comforted to know. This is the Apostle Paul speak. Comforted to know that we live with this in this home with your body. But it's a blessing to live in this home to go with the heaven. Amen. To go with the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. For Apostle Paul says, it's better for me to leave this place than to go with the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want you, when my body is not moving anymore, to enjoy yourself and dance for joy because I am with the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want my daughter to preach a powerful message to tell everybody, my father is in a better place. He's with the Lord. He's enjoy yourself because I cannot come here to tell you how beautiful he is over there. Amen.
So enjoy yourself, because we're going to live in a beautiful place where there is no more sorrow, no more cry, no more pain, no more losing weight, no more pulling weight. There is a blessing. There is no more joking. There is no more anything. God is there to give you a blessing. Amen.
You don't need to go to the gym anymore. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is taking care of the beautiful body. Amen. He loves you the way you are. Not really matter how big or small you are. He making you that way because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's just a place. If he's big or small, he's living there. Amen. If you let him to live there, you will be blessed. Amen. Amen. Important that you understand there is a better place in the heavenly place. Amen. Apostle Paul said to the Ephesians chapter 1, 13, to 30, 23, sorry. My desire, the Apostle Paul said, my desire is better to depart. Better to depart to go with my Lord Jesus than to stay here to suffer with you people. Amen. He said, for me, it's better to go. Amen. To live with him. But not me, I live, but Christ living me. Amen. That's what it is. Glory be to God. So let's your life be blessed and powerful life and manifest the anointing of the Holy Spirit and be stand up for the Holy Spirit whatever you are until you're here. Because when you go, you cannot do anything anymore. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is not sent you back. Not sent you back. It's not coming back. Amen. I'm telling you. Don't come back. Please, Brother Abraham, send this man to go to see my father's house. Abraham said, I'm sorry. It's the word of God there. Amen. It's the word of God there. He can listen. They can say he's a good preacher. He's Mirella preacher. Amen. He's a good preacher. He'll tell you about. No, Father Abraham, send him there. Because if they've seen him, because they believe it when they've seen him. No, they don't believe. They know you believe when Jesus came out of the cross. They tell a whole story. The stories that go on to die. Amen. That the apostle had pinched the body from the tomb. But Jesus was around for a month and Shem had more than 500 people around. The one that they wanted because he wants you to see. You know what Jesus said on the end? He said, blessed the one that they don't see me. But they waited for me. Amen. They waited for me. Amen. Soon we get it. When the angel come and pick him up, they will leave your body. They come with the two hands of the angel and pick you up and take it. No, you go in first class. Amen. Yeah, you don't need an aeroplane. You don't need nothing. You just go with the angel of the Lord. When you go on the front of Jesus, that the angel puts you on the front of Jesus, immediately you recognize who is Jesus because the mark is still there. Amen. The mark is still there in a corruptible body. The Bible said that we recognize our Lord Jesus and immediately we get it before he's present. We recognize Jesus. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have a faith and sleep into his presence. Amen. They go there to enjoy it, this presence. Tonight I want to tell you what's happening when we leave it on the heaven. Amen. And then they will have a new heaven and new earth. But the story will be tonight and not now, because if I tell you no, you don't come tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Therefore, they are in this moment of present. We needed to get ready that when the time is come, when the time is come, we like it or not, we have to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Not really matter how beautiful is your house. It's not really matter how beautiful is your bank account. It's not really matter how position you have. It's not really matter how good you're looking. When the time is come, you're left to go. You're left to leave this home. Amen. And your home is on the heaven. If you have a faith in Jesus Christ, if you give your name into the Lord Jesus, if your name is written on the book of life, that's what you got to be careful. And this morning you have an opportunity, if you're not sure, to say, Pastor Tony, I want you to pray for me because I can't save you. Jesus can do it. Amen. I remember many years ago, my daughter was very little, and I traveled with my wife in some of the village in Italy. And I was preaching from one town to another town, a small village. And I preach into a village, they all reject me. They, no one wanted to hear me. They hide me to be preaching in that village. But one drunk man, he come and said, well, he said, because you've been speaking well, I will give you a cup of coffee. So he bought him a cup of coffee because he said, if you speak well, you should be a lawyer from this town. He said, we can all come to you. And I said, oh, thank God I'm not a lawyer. Amen. You know, I'm a servant of the Lord. I was a young man. At that time I was looking good. You know, my wife, I have three little children. And so we was on this town. 30 years late, I traveled back to this town by bus. And here you are, this old man come to me and said, you remember me? I said, no, I don't remember you. Who are you? He said, you saved me once. I saved you. If I save you, you're still on the scene. He said, you remember, I bought you coffee. I said, you can't buy salvation with a cup of coffee. Amen. So you needed to give the life to Jesus. You needed to live your life to Jesus. I remember talking to him and they said, oh yeah, I already paid for my salvation. I got to go to the purgatory or whatever. They got to go. I said, well, it's up to you. You can make a decision or not. But they said, nevertheless, he said, it cost him anything to give the life to Jesus. No, I will pray for you. Amen. So I did my prayer. So he said to them, I don't know if he was still drunk, but that's what happened. Amen. So you, nobody can give you salvation. It's only Jesus can. Amen. Only Jesus can. Christ is the only one to give you that salvation. In Matthew 25, verse 46, and this will go away, and the eternal punishment will appear to them, the one that rejected Christ. But the righteousness, the one that accepted my name and confessed my name and worshiping me and be with me every day of the life. For them, I have prepared a place. There is a glorious place and there is a many place for them in my heavenly place. You know, let me tell you, when you go before the Lord, there is a lot of place for you. Because of the people who not accept God waiting for the day of the judgment. But on the day of the judgment, you pass over because of Jesus with you. He will say to the Father, this is my select. I've been washed them with the blood. So they are white like snow. So they're passing through and say goodbye to everyone. Amen. We've gone to the heavenly place. That the new heaven, new earth, there is a day for you. Amen. And that's tonight the message, not this morning. Amen. Don't miss him tonight, because if you miss tonight, you miss something really good. I want to invite the musician to come, but please, like I said, every student, please come. I want to pray for you. Amen.